picture me rolling. Are we on? Good. Okay. If you're here, this is, stating the obvious, 191. Picking up right on the end of stating the obvious 190. You need to listen to that one first. Do not fucking whine about anything in this episode unless you've listened to the previous fucking episode. All right? Just fucking don't do it. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm checking email. Scream, shout, one, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Shove your opinion up your ass, that way Obama's gonna cock some good company, blah, 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 whatever. Don't forget the other option, you're wrong, I'm right. Yeah, whatever it is. So this is what happens when we record four episodes of Stating the Obvious in one day. I reach the point where we just get through the intro part and get to the meat. The meat, that's what she said. What? Oh, now Randy, I guarantee you there will be a third part to this. There's no way I can get through the rest of this article in one episode. I'll try my best. I'll try. There's no try. There's either do or not do. So having said that, let me shut the fuck up and get on it. Here we go. I expected to get some real tips about what to do, said Senior Paul Cato said. I didn't hear that. For that, you have to attend one of MVP Strategy's more in-depth trainings, where, among other things, participants use CATS Playbook, a workbook of scenarios he developed to raise men's awareness of violence against women and suggest ways to respond. Like I said, see, to actually get useful information, you have to go to another seminar for which CATS gets paid more money. This is not about preventing women from getting raped. That is not what's happening here. This is about him making money. Now, there's nothing wrong with making money while doing good things. But again, you cannot prevent women from getting raped by talking. By standing on a stage talking, you cannot prevent a woman from getting raped. It's impossible. Let's say, for example, right now, I went out of the recording room and I went around into the recording, in the control room over there where Randy is at, and I start raping Randy. There is no way that CATS talking on a stage in front of people while being paid thousands of dollars can stop me from raping her. It can't happen. It cannot happen. What can stop me from raping her? She can kick me in the nuts. She can use judo on me. She can shoot me with a gun. But all of those things, those are off limits to feminazis and to femistatists, because the femistatists don't believe in self-defense. The femistatists believe that they are objects, and it's up to men to control their behavior. And it is. Oh, it is. It is up to men to control their behavior. It is. But we all know there are some men, and women as well, who are broken. We call these people lawyers, politicians, mimes, rapists, murderers, child molesters. Some humans of both genders are broken. And why are those broken people running around in society, raping, murdering, killing, molesting? Because we live in a society where the state protects those people. In a libertarian society, in an anarcho-capitalist society, you'd only do that shit once. You'd rape somebody's daughter and they'd kill you. Your DNA is eliminated from the gene pool. Done. Finished. Moving on. But the state doesn't want that. As I've said before, the state wants men to rape women. Women who are victims need social services. They need psychological help. They need government handouts. That creates jobs for people who can't get jobs in a free market environment. The government wants men to rape women because men who are rapists are criminals. They provide jobs for the judges, for the court clerks, for the police, for the prisons, for the prison guards, for everybody who supports the prison industry by bringing in food and clothing and everything else. This government wants women to be raped. I don't know why this is so fucking hard for you to understand. I do know why, because you're stupid, because you're a statist. And that is why women are told there's nothing they can do about it, that men have to do all the work to prevent sexual violence. Because the state does not want you, as a female, to be able to protect yourself. The state wants you to be helpless. The state wants you to be a victim. And also because people like cats make a shit ton of money. Cats has no fucking desire to prevent women from being raped. If no women are getting raped anymore, nobody's going to pay him money to give these seminars. He doesn't want women to not be raped. That's the stupidest shit I've heard of. It's like a grocery store saying, we don't want people to buy food anymore. What the fuck, right? It's like automobile companies saying, we don't want people to buy cars anymore. Of course Katz wants women to get raped. That's how he makes money. What should you do, for example, when you see a buddy escorting a drunken woman into a dark room? If you stop him, you are committing the sin of cock blocking. Or, of course, if you start making assumptions about why he's taking her to a dark room. Maybe he's taking her in there so she can fucking go to sleep. Do you know? And, yeah. The woman's drunk. She's not responsible. Well, she was responsible before she got drunk. And again, women are objects. See, women can get drunk and they lose all responsibility for what they do. But men get drunk, they're still responsible. If you have sex with a woman, both of you are drunk, the woman has no responsibility, but the man has all the responsibility, even though they're both drunk. But of course, women are equal to men. That's odd. So by equal, you mean they have special privileges, because that's what I'm seeing. Because when men are drunk, they're responsible for their actions. When women are drunk, they're not responsible for their actions. So don't fucking come to me with your little fucking femistatist attitude telling me you're equal to men, because you're not. You're not equal. You are, as a femistatist, inferior. By definition, if you are a femistatist, you are inferior to what we will call, for lack of better terminology, real men and real women. Or when you get a text message from a friend with an explicit photo of his ex-girlfriend, how do you handle it? Well, I'm pretty sure his ex-girlfriend was there when he took the photo. She knew the photo existed. Again, they're the smartest generation ever. Once a photograph is taken of you in digital format, it's gone. I mean, if she doesn't want naked pictures of her floating around on the internet, don't let people take naked pictures of you. Again, we see here the woman has no responsibility. She is an object. She was completely unable to prevent this photo from being taken. The photo was taken. She could do nothing about it. She's just completely helpless. She has no way of controlling what happens around her. And she doesn't understand why men don't think she's equal. Now, somebody takes a naked picture of me, wide-angle lens, that's my fault. Well, but no, she was drunk and passed out when her ex-boyfriend took the naked picture of her. Okay, before she got drunk and passed out, was she sober? Did she make a decision to start drinking alcohol? But again, see, women, no responsibility. Well, she was drugged. She was drugged by who? Or her ex-boyfriend. So she was dating a guy who would drug her. She has no responsibility for who she dates. She has no ability to select a man to date who would not engage in behavior like drugging her and taking naked pictures of her. Again, no matter what you say, see, women never have any responsibility. Femistatist, not women. Femistatist, I got to try to use my words with precision. Femistatist never have any responsibility for anything that happens to them. No matter what happens, the femistatist will always find a way to say it's the fault of the man. This poor girl who had this naked picture taken of her while she was passed out drunk because she was drugged by her boyfriend, she had nothing to do with choosing that boyfriend. Nothing at all to do with that. Cats, along with MVP strategies, has turned running workshops to hash as tuned. Turned. What? Cats, along with MVP strategies, has turned running workshops to hash out situations like these into his life's work. What's not clear, however, is whether the program works. Does it actually help to curtail rape or other kinds of male violence? No, of course not, because no. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I can actually skip some. Okay. He, Katz, we're talking about. Katz is sitting in his office in a neat Long Beach bungalow that he shares with his wife, Shelley Erickson, a California State University Long Beach sociology professor who specializes in sibling relationships and their 12-year-old son, Judah. Well, his wife is a fucking femistatist, and his 12-year-old son is going to grow up to be a pussy. I really feel sorry for that boy. As a man in a virtually all-female violence against women business, conversation can be a PC minefield for him. Of course it can, because when you're a giant pussy, you have to be terrified of everything that comes out of your mouth, because you constantly have to get approval from the feminazis. And again, you know, if you say anything a feminazi or a femistatist disagrees with, you're going to be attacked. Because femistatists cannot stand to have anyone disagree with them. Because femistatists do not have the intelligence or the logic skills to refute anything that is said against them. And that's why they're so hell-bent on controlling other people's speech. Because a femistatist cannot encounter ideas that are different than hers and counter those ideas with logic and reasoning. Because they don't have logic and reasoning. You can't sit here and believe that you're a fucking object while at the same time believing you're equal to men and believing that you own your own body while at the same time believing that you need permission from the government to smoke marijuana, to drink alcohol, to drive a car, to get a job, to get married. Right? All those things are all contradictory. You can't believe all of that shit with any level of consistency, but that's what femistatists believe. So anyone who has an idea different than a femistatist has to be called, you know, the names, misogyny, rape culture, patriarchy, woman hater, etc., and they have to be silenced. Because femistatists cannot argue against them. He has to seem caring, yes, but not overwhelmingly so. Not like he's using his gig to scam women. Or as though he considers himself the big strong guy protecting the little ladies who can't take care of themselves. No, he's neither of those. He's just making money. It's a scam, all right, but it's not a scam to get girls or to take care of the poor innocent girl. It's a scam to make money. That's all it is. This latter stance is known as white knighting, and several times during the months we communicate, Katz emphatically states that he's not about that. And remember, whatever people tell you they're not about is what they're about. When someone says, I'm not doing this for the money, they're doing it for the money. When somebody says, I'm not a racist, they're a racist. When somebody says, I care about the children, they don't give a fuck about the children. I've discussed that ad nauseum at length before. The women are leading the way, he knows, thinking of him as their helpmate. Oh, the women are leading the way. Yeah, you're fucked. You're following femistatist. Yeah, that's going to turn out badly. The first and formative tough guy in Kat's life was his stepfather. His biological father died at the age of 37 of a heart attack when Kat was in utero, and his mother remarried when he was 2. His stepfather was a large man, a truck driver, and a very dangerous person. I lived in fear of him on a daily basis, Kat says. Now remember, again, his stepfather was a man who was violent. His mother, of course, had no responsibility for marrying this man. She didn't choose to marry him. Nothing. The patriarchy came to her and said, this is the man you have to marry. His mother had no way at all responsible for this man being his stepfather, because his mother's an object. Right? You women, you're not responsible for anything that happens to you. That's just a reoccurring. I could just fucking do a podcast or just here and just say, women are objects. Because that's all this boils down to. Every fucking thing in here is about how women cannot change their lives. Women cannot change their situations. Women can't take responsibility for anything. Women are completely incapable. She fucking married this man. I don't hear who he had. No. You ever heard of welfare? The government fucking slings huge amounts of money at single mothers every fucking day. The idea that she had to get married to get money? Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. If you're a goddamn woman and you're not married and you have a child, the government will just fucking sling money at you until you're buried in it. Quote, not of being brutally beaten. I lived in fear of him on a daily basis, Kat said. Not of being brutally beaten, but fear of being pushed up against a wall and yelled at. It was more a fear of violence happening than it actually happening. Oh, so there actually wasn't any violence, but he was still afraid of it. So he started being a pussy when he was young. It's one thing if you say, I was afraid of my stepfather because he beat me, but when you say, I was afraid my stepfather might yell at me? Not surprisingly, he's wary of labeling himself a member of the dominant gender. A victim. Quote, I am not playing out my psyche, pain, and my work. Would I have gone into this field if I had had a healthier childhood? I'd like to think yes, but who knows? The dominant gender. Yeah, we're the dominant gender, right? Going to a shopping mall and look at all the stores in there that are for women. Right, go look at the laws on the books and look at all the laws that are there to give preferential treatment to women. Look in the colleges and look how many of the people there are women. Look at all the privilege women get. Look at all the free birth control. You know, look at the women's ability to have a child that belongs to a man other than the man they're married to, and look how the government protects them. And make sure the man, even if they get a divorce, and even if the man knows it's not his baby, look how the government forces the man to pay for that baby anyway. Yes, you women are so fucking oppressed. Look at all the lower standards for women in our society. In the military, lower standards for women. In the workplace, lower standards for women. Man goes to work in a business environment, has to wear a suit with a tie. A woman can show up to work dressed like a fucking whore. Even simplest things as clothing. I mean, women constantly get privileges in every fucking segment of society. Oh, you're so oppressed. So fucking oppressed. And of course, women are not held responsible for anything that happens to them. Oh, you married a man who beats you? Well, that's not your fault. You didn't have any choice in getting married to him. That man was assigned to you by the patriarchy. Oh, your boyfriend got you drunk and took naked pictures of you and sent them to his friends? Well, that's not your fault. That boyfriend was assigned to you by the patriarchy. You're a strong, independent woman, but you had to date that boy. Katz graduated from high school in 1978 and turned down offers to play college ball. Aww. I bet he played with some balls. Choosing instead to major in philosophy. Ah, the age-old question. What do you do with a degree in philosophy other than teach philosophy? I guess you become a mangina. At the University of Massachusetts Amherst, it was there that he experienced a series of feminist epiphanies. A reporter for the college daily, he says he was viscerally moved, covering a rally of female students inspired by the rape of two women on the edge of campus. The protesters were calling for better outdoor lighting. Again, because women can't get a flashlight? Fuck no. Expecting a woman to get a flashlight because it's dark outside at night? Oh, that's patriarchy. Why don't we pass a law that says the sun can't go down so that women never have to walk outside in the dark? Quote, instead of being hostile and feeling like, oh, they're bashing men and blaming me, I was like, wow, I'm impressed by their strength. This is strength. Wanting the taxpayers to finance installing more streetlights because you don't want to go buy a flashlight. That's strength. That's kind of just the same strength of now where, you know, women are like, I want free birth control from the government because I'm strong and independent. You know, if you're strong and independent, you can go buy your own fucking birth control. And what do you need birth control anyway? You're fucking ugly. No man's going to have sex with you. It's just wishful thinking on your part. A few weeks later, he was Randy, how are we on time? Oh, God. If there's a part four, you're going to kill me. I know. I get that. Oh, my God, violence. It's violence against men. Randy's going to kick my ass. Actually, she probably will. Because she's a real woman. And she won't fucking blame it on men either. She'll come in here and just smack the shit out of me, and she'll fucking take responsibility for it. A few weeks later, he was reveling in his youthful freedom as he walked home alone from a party at 2 a.m., when it occurred to him what a privilege this sense of liberation was. My female dorm peers were completely organizing their lives around safety, around the buddy systems. I realized if I were a woman and I had to live like that, I'd be ticked off. Right, because you wouldn't be smart enough to go buy a fucking flashlight. Because when it's dark outside, if you have a flashlight, it's not dark anymore. Holy shit! And you know what's better about a flashlight than a fucking street light? A flashlight, if somebody does try to rape you, you can fucking bash them in the head with it if you got one of those big-ass mag lights. We got one right here in the recording studio. This is one of those big mag lights that takes 3 D-sized batteries in it. Okay, now yes, I grant you, sticking a mag light that has 3 D-sized batteries in it in your purse or in your pocket, yes, I agree, there's a level of absurdity there. Not absurdity, it's just impractical, right? You're not going to lug around a purse that has a mag light this goddamn big in it. Yes, you're correct. But if you had this and somebody tries to rape you, geez, you can bash a motherfucker with this. He won't wake up for a couple hours. Plus, God, why do I have to explain shit like this? Oh, because you're stupid. Plus, they make the small flashlights, the LEDs one now, they're really bright. If you're going to get a flashlight for self-defense, and yes, I said a flashlight for self-defense, you want to get a nice small one that'll go in your keychain, purse, whatever, but you also want to look for one that's really incredibly bright. And the reason for this is, look, you shine the flashlight in a person's eyes, it's going to blind them. Okay, this is one of those things, it doesn't matter how drunk they are, drugged up they are, whatever. If they can't see you, you put the flashlight in their eyes, it's night, well, duh. When you shine the light directly in their eyes at night, first of all, it blinds them, It's going to slow them down. But then, even after you pull the flashlight out of their eyes, it's fucked up their night vision, which gives you an advantage over them, enough for you to either get the fuck out of Dodge, or, because remember, you got a light on them. You can see them better than they can see you. If this person looks like he can run you down, then you blind him, you zap out of the way, you come around, you close in, and you kick him in the fucking nuts. Then you run away. If you look like you can outrun him, then you just fucking take off. So yes, a flashlight is a defensive weapon, even if you don't hit somebody with it. But of course, you've never been taught this. 12 years of public education, and you had a mother, and none of them have ever explained this to you. You know why? Because, girls, the state wants you to get raped. The state wants you to be a victim. And that's why you've never been taught even the simplest aspects of self-defense. Remember back in the day when we all walked uphill, when you went to school and they actually had shooting clubs? Like, kids would bring their, well, some of you in the cities, this probably never happened. In the country, you bring your rifle to school and fucking shoot. If public education is so great, why aren't we teaching 15-year-olds, boys and girls alike, the use of a handgun, the use of a baton, the use of a flashlight as a weapon, self-defense, like how to be thrown, how to throw, how to break a hold? The reason those things are not taught in schools is because the schools are controlled by the state. And the state wants you to be a victim, because that is how the state makes money, and that is how the state gets more and more power. Although that happened decades ago, he still sounds rawly angry on behalf of women. Soon after, he penned his first feminist article titled "A Man Can Only Imagine" for the college newspaper. Fresh off the football grid, Katz had his share of bystander opportunities. One night at a party, he watched a guy chase his girlfriend into a parking lot. As she leaped into a car, the boyfriend yanked her out, at which point Katz yanked him off her. When the boyfriend then came after Katz, he tackled him while the girl got away in the car. A few days later, he saw the couple together. Again, she chose the boyfriend, and after that incident, she chose to keep dating him. And yet, why women just, they're not responsible, right? Again, because the patriarchy told her, you have to keep dating this man. Women have no responsibility for their own lives. They have no responsibility for their decisions. So when this guy was chasing her out to the car, that was totally his fault. She contributed nothing to that. That was the boyfriend assigned to her by the patriarchy, and she had no say in it whatsoever. But she's a strong, independent woman, and she thinks that she's equal to me and that she should make the same amount of money that I do. A few days later, he saw the couple together. He was disillusioned, he says, but still thought he'd done the right thing. Quote, I was like, wow. You can tell he's a feminist because he says the word wow so much. Quote, I was like, wow, like totally, like, oh my God. Like I have a degree in philosophy from Massachusetts Amherst. I'm like, oh my God, like, wow. Quote, I was like, wow, I could have died. Oh, if only you would have. Maybe there could have been a gun or a knife. But I'm a big, strong, young guy. I'm in a position to do this. Unquote. By his junior year, Katz discovered that simply by following his inclinations, he'd racked up enough women's studies credits to earn a minor in that subject. The first time he got teased about using women's advocacy to score girls was, in fact, in college. One of his friends told me, when I mentioned it, Katz looked pained. People just couldn't handle the idea, he says, that a man could have gender justice as a passion. No, it's because most men who hang out with femistatists and do this femisimp thing are doing it because they think they're going to get laid. And why you would want to have sex with a femistatist, I don't know. But then again, not everybody has the same standards that I have. I understand that. It's differing worldviews. I've done a podcast about that. That was then, and now it seemed like an ideal time to be passionate about gender justice. What with the renewed, highly publicized attention to sexual violence against women in the military and on college campuses. So if there's so much renewed attention to this, why is there so fucking much of it? When President Hussein Obama, the Messiah himself, announced in January that he was forming a White House task force on campus rape, Katz was invited to listen to the speech being via conference call. Oh my goodness! Obama is going to say that raping women is a bad idea. And Katz was so privileged, he got to listen to the speech over a telephone. Isn't it so wonderful what Obama's doing to help women out? He's actually come out against raping women. He's so brave. He's so brave. He cares so much. A task force? I mean, what do you need? Again, what do you need a fucking task force for?
We're going to form a task force to do something about women being raped on college.
Well, why don't children's mothers explain to them rape is wrong? Why don't, in 12 years of public education, why don't you teach people about self-ownership and property rights, and why don't you teach them self-defense skills? Oh, that's right, because you want them to be victims. Oh, God, can I, how many fucking times can I repeat the same thing over and over and over? How fucking stupid can you fucking statist be? We're gonna form a task force. Ooh, I bet the rapists out there are really fucking scared. Hey, you can see like the rapists, the patriarchal rapists, they're all getting, hey, did you hear President Obama? He's forming a task force. Oh shit, man. We better stop raping women. Yeah, I'm really scared now. What is wrong with you people? What? I know what the fuck is wrong with you. You're statist. You're stupid. You can't think. People who understand that rape is wrong don't need a fucking White House task force to tell them that. People who don't understand that rape is wrong are not going to be dissuaded from raping women because your fucking Messiah forms a task force. Fucking Jesus fucking Christ on a stick. I knew bystander prevention was a good idea, Katz says. I just didn't know how hot it would become. After college, Katz stayed in Massachusetts bartending, because he has a degree in philosophy, and that's what you do with a philosophy degree, you bartend. Bartending and trying to figure out what to do with his degrees and his zeal. With a few of his friends, he formed a group called Real Men, which was, of course, not real men and had nothing to do with real men. Oh, and then at the bottom here it says, what is this? Read Carrie Brown's Swiftian advice for men about how to protect themselves from assaulting women. Yes, a woman is going to give men advice on how to protect themselves from assaulting women. I don't need to protect myself from assaulting women because I just don't do it. It's like, here's some advice on how to protect yourself from sexually molesting children. Let's see. What if I just don't sexually molest children? Why is that so hard? Why is that so fucking hard? You need advice from a fucking woman on how to protect yourself from assaulting women. And of course, again, remember, the type of assaulting she's talking about in this is telling a woman that she would look prettier if she smiled, or looking at a woman's butt from across the room, or saying to a woman, that's a nice dress. Remember, to a femistatist, all of these things are sexual assault. So basically, the only advice you're going to get from a femistatist about how to not perpetuate or perpetrate violence against women is to not interact with women on any terms except the terms those women have dictated. And that's not that means you into the object. And since you're responding to a femistatist who's also an object, nothing's ever going to happen. Okay, he formed Real Men. They picketed Andrew Dice Clay, a comedian whose shtick was turning Mother Goose rhymes into misogyny doggered. And he's also really funny, Andrew Dice Clay is. They handed out flyers at Red Sox games, urging men to join the fight against domestic violence. They had men screaming at them, calling them fucking faggots, says Jeff O'Brien, the national director of MVP Strategies. Well, yes, that's because they're fucking faggots. By the way, faggot does not mean homosexual. Faggot means a man who is overly feminine and overly theatrical. You don't have to be homosexual to be a faggot. I know the homosexuals would love to own the word faggot, so again, so that they can play victims. It's all about victimhood. It's all about constantly seeking victimhood. Okay? Faggot means feminine and overly theatrical. It doesn't necessarily mean homosexual. But I understand why you want it, because you want to be a victim, because your whole life fucking revolves around being a victim. If you're a member of the GLBT community, your world is about being a victim. If you're a femistatist, your world is about being a victim. If you're a femisimp, your world is about being a victim. It's all about being a victim. You can't control your environment. You can't control what happens to you. Everything just happens to you. But by God, you think you deserve a job, don't you? And you think your opinion matters. In 1991, Katz entered the Harvard Graduate School of Education.
I get a degree in education because I love the children.
And when he took a class that addressed bystander approaches to prevent bullying, something clicked. What about using the same combination of peer pressure and leadership to equip men and boys to intervene against misogynistic behavior and violence against women? He wrote a proposal, and before long is being tested at Tufts and the University of Kentucky, among other colleges, thanks to a seed grant from the Department of Education. And again, because this would never work in the free market, he had to get money for his little femisimp activities from the government. Money that was taken from primarily heterosexual white men who work for a living. Again, more illustration that nobody wants what he's selling. Right? I attended a two-day MVP workshop. I'm pausing there because I was about to go on a rant and, you know, discuss. How nobody needs government subsidies to buy shoes because people want shoes. If whatever it is you're producing, if you need government subsidies to produce it, that's because no one wants it. George Lucas didn't need money from the government to make the Star Wars movies because people wanted them. Katz needed money from the government to start this thing where he talks about how if you were just a pussy like me, the world would be better, because nobody wants that. It's that simple. I attended a two-day MVP workshop at the University of Northern Iowa for 36 social worker / helping professional types. In other words, people are going to be waitresses. 75% of them women who had signed up so they themselves could teach the program in athletic forums, as well as in high schools, college dorms, and juvenile detention centers. Yeah, let's try to explain to, you know, the juvenile criminal offenders that raping people is wrong. A little late for that. Their mothers failed. Yes, they are failed because their mothers were just objects. Their mothers were not responsible for how their children turned out, right? I mean, how can a mother be held responsible if her son is a rapist? She had nothing to do with her son. She didn't actually raise him or anything. She had no responsibility. There's nothing she could do. The patriarchy showed up and said, "Your son is going to be a rapist," and she just had to accept that. God, I'm on tangents today. All right, the leader, Alan Herkamp, or whatever the fuck his name is, was an affable former high school administrator. Again, you know, high school administrator, whoop-de-doo, that's your greatest accomplishment in life, who became one of the MVP's most committed advocates after meeting Katz in 2000, first asked the group to rise and move to different parts of the room according to whether they agreed, disagreed, or weren't. Yeah, my throat is starting to freaking die on me. I've only been talking for 3 hours. Hold it. All right. Randy, where are we on time? Okay, thank you. Because this part is critical. This is a critical junction. All right, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He first asked the group to rise and move to different parts of the room according to whether they agreed, disagreed, or were not sure about the statement, quote, "A woman in tight or revealing clothing deserves some of the blame if she's sexually harassed," unquote. Most people weren't sure, prompting a discussion. This is critical. Give me just a second here. I had to clear my throat. This is critical. We have a room. In this room are 36 people, 75% of whom are females. These 36 people are all social workers and helping professional types. That means they have 12 years of public education, they have at least 4 years of college, and they all have mothers. 75% of them are women. And they are presented with the question, do they agree, disagree, or are they not sure with the statement, "A woman in tight or revealing clothing deserves some of the blame if she's sexually harassed." Most would mean more than 50%. Most people were not sure. In a room, 75% women who are social workers and helping professionals, whatever the fuck that means, it means they took math avoidance, it means they'll never get a real job, that's what it means. Most of the people in this room, 12 years of public education, 4 years of college and a mother, were not sure. If a woman deserves some of the blame for being raped if she's wearing tight clothing. How can you not be sure about that? I mean, what part of there is it unsure of? Women wear tight and revealing clothing all the fucking time. They don't get raped for it. I'm in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. We got a college 2 blocks away from me. I go into Old Town. I go on the college campus. I'm surrounded by chicks wearing tight, revealing clothing. The tight, revealing clothing does not attract rapists to them. Wait a minute. Hold it. Not rape. Sexually harassed. See, I'm misreading the question. if she's sexually harassed. Well, again, define sexual harassment. Remember, to the femistatist, a man just looking at a woman in revealing clothing is sexual harassment. And this is why I like using rape as an example, because it pisses off the femistatist, but also because there's really no fucking... There's not a lot. There is, because again, there are a lot of femistatists who say anytime a man has sex with a woman, she's been raped, blah, blah, blah. But for normal people who aren't stupid, you know, rape is pretty much a clear-cut thing. Like, if I push you down, if you're a woman, I push you down, I hold a knife at your throat, I rip your clothes off and stick my cock in you, there ain't a person on the planet Earth, other than Muslims, who will look at that and say, that's okay. But again, sexually harassed. Well, what the fuck does that mean, though? Did somebody look at her? Or did somebody walk up to her and say, hey, baby, that's a nice ass, I want to stick my cock in your mouth? So if these people are all so fucking smart and all so educated and they all had mothers, how can you not be sure about this? And if all these people are not sure about it, doesn't that indicate that this whole concept of sexual harassment might be bullshit? Later, Heisenkamp took them through playbook exercises such as Out of Bounds, in which participants weighed various responses to a female friend's confession that a mutual friend had raped her. Everything from trying to persuade the woman to forget the assault to discreetly reporting it to college officials. Of course, at no place in the playbook was a woman taught to take any responsibility for what happened. Again, she chose her friend, she chose to drink. Not saying, just to be clear, not saying that the boy should get a free pass in these kind of situations, right? It's not like, okay, so if your boyfriend is beating you, yes, your boyfriend is beating you and you chose the boyfriend, but that doesn't mean it's okay for him to beat you. I'm not saying the woman is completely responsible, but I'm saying there's a part of this that you are fucking responsible for. If your boyfriend is beating you, fucking leave him. Fucking defend yourself. Right? If your mutual friend raped you, okay, have you heard of the internet? Put it on Facebook that he raped you. Tell your friends he raped you. Stop hanging out with him. Take a little fucking responsibility for yourself and stop being a fucking whiny ass victim seeking government subsidies. Perhaps the most emotional moment came when UNI senior Marissa Hupitzer told how she'd gotten drunk one night and was sexually assaulted by a college friend. Again, she was sober before she got drunk, and she chooses her friends. It's time to fucking take some responsibility. Quote, I just wanted to say to the men here, it really meant a lot to me that you guys came, she said. It meant a lot to her that this other guy came, too. Oh, yes! Burn! Shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Learn how to control your alcohol intake and learn how to choose your friends. Stop fucking associating with men who are scumbags. And again, this guy who raped... Wait, did he rape her? Sexually assaulted, which could mean anything. So she was sexually assaulted, which could mean anything. Where's this guy's fucking mother? Where's this guy's 12 years of public education? The afternoon ended with the sharing of hugs, phone numbers, and promises to keep in touch before the new MVP graduates staggered out into the frozen Midwestern tundra. This is what happens when I record three podcasts in a row. As harmful as sexual misconduct on campuses may be, what goes on in the military can make it look like child's play. And I still need to do a response to, there's that documentary about rape in the military. I need to talk about that. And boy, is that going to be a long, nasty one. A 2010 Department of Defense report. Back in the year 2010, the Department of Defense did a study. A 2010 Department of Defense report based on anonymous surveys turned up an estimated 19,300 incidents of unwanted sexual contact, everything from groping to rape, during the prior 12 months. Okay, so sexual contact could mean anything from groping to rape. Now, how can it be an estimated 19,300? If there's a survey, there's a certain number of people said they were or they weren't. There's no estimate here. Unless they're estimating, estimating incidents. Okay, because people may not remember how many times. Now again, groping or rape, so are 19,000 of those groping and 300 rape? Or 19,000 of those rape and 300 groping? Just saying that this is fairly useless information as presented in the article here. Only 13% of the cases had been reported by DOG calculations, and fewer than 200 men were expelled for sexual infractions that year. Yes, because if you're in the military and you sexually, like you rape women, we should throw you out of the military and back into the civilian population so you can rape more women in there. Yes, that's a brilliant idea. Let's get the rapist out of the military and into the civilian population so they can rape women who aren't in the military. Yes, love this idea. Perfect. Or we could kill them and eliminate their DNA from the gene pool. But we can't do that because we need them to be criminals to keep the prison population up. Yay! And to create more victims by raping other women. Yay! The same survey in 2012 found 26,000 incidents, a 35% increase. So between 2010 and 2012, the number of incidences went up 35%. And his Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, was the president. Hey, how's that hope and change working out for you? Also notice that this doesn't mention that most of the victims were men. I know that from watching the documentary. Majority of the victims were men, which is also pretty fucking sick in its own way. And we'll talk about that in the next episode. Yes, part 3 coming up. And there will be some fucking violence in the studio if I do not finish in the next part, because that will be where Randy comes in here, rips my fucking head off, and shits down my neck. Because she has other shit to do besides listen to me rant. I know, crazy talk, right?